Thank you, Brother Taz. And now we'll ask Brother Lou Garrison to come forward and to welcome you. Brother Lou.
Well, thank you, Brother Darcy. Welcome. Are you rejoicing? Good. Well, we look forward to this 3 days with the Lord. Of course, you're with Him every day, but this is a special occasion. You're together with the Lord, too. Well, on behalf of the Salem Brethren, I'd like to welcome you to all in the name of our present and reigning Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. We also include those of our brethren online, as this new aspect of attendance is becoming more prevalent as age, travel, and health sometimes limits our personal presence and interaction with those of like precious faith. We trust in the promise of our Lord that where two or three are gathered, not only will our Lord be in our midst, but He will provide a divine blessing. Our prayer for you is that through this convention and the services rendered, we will all be built up in our most holy faith. We not only appreciate your attendance and participation in our holy convocation, but appreciate the services of those which labor among us and are over you in the Lord for your edification and comfort. We indeed, as the Apostle Paul tells us, esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Our theme this year on the far side, the beautiful poster, is Proverbs 3:26. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Our hymn this morning, Simply Trusting. Are you trusting? Simply trusting. Confidence and trust in the Lord. Well, this theme text instills in us the fact that we are confident that our Heavenly Father is ever watchful over us throughout our Christian journey and pilgrimage toward the celestial city, the New Jerusalem, our spiritual goal, that jasper wall mentioned in our hymn. In this journey, we have heavenly resting places to refresh us, and this we trust is one such a place, one where we can recharge our efforts to continue to run the race for the heavenly prize, our crown of life. Here we are enabled to encourage one another and to edify or build one another in our most holy faith. Psalm 143:8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. And Psalm 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 37:5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And in Psalm 91:4, precious Psalm, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Are you trusting in the Lord's care over you? Are you committed unto His way? Hopefully this gathering will bring you closer to this reality, so close that you will feel the warmth of His love as a chick and as chicks feel the warmth of closeness and protection of the feathers of their mother. We had the opportunity recently to observe the interaction of chicks with their mothers. They follow closely and never lose their close relationship. Wherever the mother goes, the chicks are close to follow. So, too, we must follow our Lord and to His the character and principles that He sets forth in His truth. So, dear brethren, we look forward to the Lord's overruling in the services of this convention to provide sound doctrine from the platform that we may run with patience the race set before us to that end, that we may hear that well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. To those elders serving us in this capacity, we pray the Lord's blessing, that your studies have brought you closer to the Lord in your walk, and that that effect will have the same on us. 2 Timothy 4:2-5. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Sound doctrine. How important is it? Vital. Vital to our walk and standing with the Lord. But as our theme text tells us, to trust in Him, and He shall keep thy foot from being taken. Finally, as the Apostle Paul admonishes us in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Well, we do pray the Lord's blessing with you through this 3 days of convention.